Now, boys and girls, some away, but we're going to continue anyway. And this morning, as I say, I want to speak to you, maybe just for just a shorter time, because I want to tell you about the last parts of the life of that man, Joseph, who we have been thinking about, and also the last parts of the first book of Genesis, first book of the Bible, which is called the book of Genesis. And you remember how Joseph then, many strange kind of things had happened to him, and yet Joseph was persuaded, he was convinced that God was going to do good, and he was going to bring great glory to his name. And God did that, of course, and in spite of everything that was done against Joseph, you remember how he saved his family from the famine that was in the land of Canaan and in the land of Egypt as well. And it was on account of God's workings with Joseph then that that family was saved from starvation and saved from death. Now, remember again, before we leave the book of Genesis and before we leave Joseph, remember what all that kind of thing is called. It's called providence. And providence means that God works out everything according to his own glory and his own good, really, for our lives. Sometimes those things might seem very, very strange to us, but at the same time, God can bring great goodness out of everything that falls upon us. And so, as you come to all that Joseph did and what God did through Joseph, and the whole family then, all those brothers of Joseph and Jacob his father, they all came down to live in the land of Egypt. And Joseph gave them very, very fine part of the land of Egypt, which was called the land of Goshen. And there the children of Jacob, the children of Israel, of course, who they really were, they began to live in that land, and they began to be shepherds in the land of Goshen. Well, you know what happened, boys and girls, and this is the sad kind of thing that the end of Genesis brings before us. Jacob, of course, died. He became very ill, and the news was brought to Joseph that his father Jacob was ill. He was on his deathbed. Jacob knew that, and when Joseph went to visit him, Joseph knew that as well. And Jacob did a very remarkable thing on his deathbed. He took the two sons of Joseph, two young men called Ephraim and Manasseh, and he blessed them. And he said to Joseph that although he was going to his death, still God would be with them, and God would bless the people of Israel for all of that time that they were in that land. And then he gathered all his other sons around him, did that man Jacob, and he began to speak some things concerning each and every one of them. And you know, boys and girls, most fathers and most mothers know things about their children. They know the kind of children they are very often. Children, of course, can know what their parents are like as well. But Jacob knew what his children, what his sons were like. And so he said different things about each and every one of them, about Reuben and about Judah and about Simeon and about Issachar and about Gad. All of those sons that he had, he said something different about each and every one of them. And then when he said all of those things, when he prophesied, when he told things that were going to happen to them, then the Bible tells us that Jacob simply drew up his knees, it says, and he died. And so Jacob, having lived all that long life, eventually Jacob died and he was buried. His body was buried. But of course, the Bible tells us that he went to be with his God forever and ever. So you see, as you come to the end of the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, things begin to get, in that way, that wee bit sad. But you know what the Bible tells us, boys and girls? It tells us that we all must die, and indeed we all must die. And the most important thing is that we know that our life is right with God through faith in Jesus Christ, so that when we do come to die, we know that although our bodies go into the ground, we go to be with the Lord our Savior forevermore. And so what had happened to Jacob, of course, happens to Joseph, because exactly as I say, all of us must die in the normal run of things. And there came the time then when Joseph, many, many years later on, of course, but Joseph himself came to die also. Just like Jacob, his father, Joseph called all his family around him. And Joseph again, he said, now God will be with you and God will bless you all the days of your life in Egypt until, he says, God brings you into a land that he has promised to give you. And God, of course, if you can think a way back in Genesis. You remember how God promised Abraham that he would give him a great land, a land, he said, flowing with milk and honey. That means a very rich land. Some lands aren't very rich. They're deserty, they're sandy. Some lands are very rich. The Black Isle, you know, is supposed to be a very rich piece of land because it's got nice, rich soil that things grow in well. Well, God promised to give the children of Israel a very rich land, a land flowing, he says, with milk and honey. And then he told Isaac the same thing, and then he told Abraham the same thing, he told Jacob the same thing, and now that Joseph comes to die, Joseph reminds the children of Israel that although he is dying, God will one day bring them out of the land of Egypt where they now are, and he will bring them into that land flowing with milk and honey. And so as Jacob had died, and of course Isaac and Abraham and Sarah had died before him, now Joseph dies as well. And let me read you the very last words of the book of Genesis. It says this in the very last verse. It says, so Joseph died, being 110 years old. He had lived an awful long life. And they embalmed him, it says. You know what that means? That means that they took his body and they put different ointments and spices on his body to make it keep, to make it remain as though it was still fresh. That's what embalming means. And so it says they embalmed him and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Isn't that a strange way for God to finish the book of Genesis? And the very last words of the book of Genesis then say this. It says he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Remember how the book of Genesis began, boys and girls, those months ago when we started to look at this book of Genesis? You remember that it said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And you remember it says that God looked on everything that he had made, and behold, it says, it was very good. And God was well pleased with everything that he had made. Everything was perfect. Everything was right. And then what happened? Then sin came into the world. And you remember Adam and Eve sinned against God? They disobeyed God. And when sin came into the world, boys and girls, then the Bible tells us that death came with sin and death passed upon everyone. And so now this book of Genesis that begins how God created and made all things. And now it finishes with these words that Joseph was put in a coffin in Egypt. The reason why that finishes like that is because sin has come. And you believe it, boys and girls, that sin is our worst enemy. And the great truth of the Bible, of course, is that when Jesus came into the world, he came into the world to die so that we might be forgiven for our sin. And so remember all that Genesis tells us about the creation, about the flood, about the Tower of Babel, about Abraham, about Isaac, about Jacob, about Joseph, about his brothers, how they sold him into the pit. All of the things that it tells us. But above all things, it's really telling us that God had a great plan, greater even than the plan he had for Joseph. And that plan was to send Jesus Christ, his son, into the world to die for us, that we might be saved from our sins. So you thank God for that, boys and girls. You bless God's name for that and learn to have Jesus Christ as the Savior in your life.